in over the line as back goes Borlicki. Borlicki will try to bring it out of the zone. On the rush, he comes up ice. On the play ahead to Whitelaw, in over the line, and there's a drive, and that went up over the glass and out of play. Bill, William Whitelaw looks like a talented young player.
Oh, he's going to have a great career. He's got that speed. He's got that knack around the net. But Borlicki right there took away the forecheck completely from Penn State. He wheeled it and took out their forecheck, and the minute that happened, they couldn't set up their 2-3 because he had turned it up so quickly that they could never establish what that got him back in the game with that forecheck in the second half of the first period.
Whitelaw and Finley have been invited to the 2024 preliminary U.S. National Junior Team Camp that's going to take place in December, and if they make the team, they'll be on the International Ice Hockey Federation World Championship team that'll be in Sweden in January.
Well, guess who's going to Sweden next week?
Brian Posick.
I know, he
must be nice.
Oh, yeah, he's just got a great job.
They must have given a huge raise to people doing badger
hockey. No, I took out a loan, and my daughter lives there now, so yeah. I need to go see Maddie.
Well, you know, Paul and I donated the money, so Brian does get paid tonight. So
look out, here's a break. Juniev going up ice, 2-on-1. Juniev in over the line. Oh, and the pass went behind.
Horrible
Lampa.
Play.
And play in the neutral zone. We have 10 minutes and 30 seconds remaining. Whitelaw with a drive, and the save is made. And speaking of Brian Posick, I want to do this publicly because I think it's one of the classiest moves that I've seen in some time. And what I'm talking about is Bill and I being able to sit in this chair and broadcast this game. Brian Posick is the one that took the initiative to get it set up and took care of all of the logistics.
And now he's got to put up, between the two of us, he's got to put up with us. He doesn't know which way to turn.
Well, I'll tell you, after listening to both of you for a period and a half, I'm probably going to lose my job.
No. You're going to be here 50 years.
Well, Brian, I can tell you one thing. I doubt if PB will ever, and I will ever, do this again. It's been about 10 years, and I won't tell you how old I'll be in 10 years, but you'll be visiting me.
Speak for yourself, Howie.
I said me. I didn't say you. You're younger.
Coming up ice, controlling it, Sarlo. No, again.
Can you tell the Badgers are winning 4-1?
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, I wanted to get that in because that's a very classy thing. And that's the kind of guy Mr. Posick is. And with play down in the corner on the far boards, in behind the net of Wisconsin in the 4-1 game. Around the boards to the point on the right side. Comes back over. This is Berger with a drive, and that's off the glass, centered.
Funny bounce out front.
It sure did, and Wisconsin will clear it back out of their own zone, hustling up ice. Oh. Here's Finley, who can skate. He beat the defenseman back to get that play.
He and Fitzgerald can really fly.
Yeah, they can.
He just turned the corner there and kept the puck in the zone.
And it's along the boards on the near side. We're down to 9:20 remaining in the second period. And turning it up ice with it is Dick. Dick dumping it down to the corner of it to pick it up. Pouquet there and try to set it up on the wing on the play intended there for Sabanio. Badgers come back in over the line. Here's Silja off on the drop to Lucius.
Should have taken the shot.
A little unselfish there.
Oh, huh? He had the wide open shot.
And it's played just inside the blue line. Play along the boards near side. Lucius with it. Leading scorer for Wisconsin. 10 points in his last 8 games. And 14 points overall on the year.
You know, I hate when you have a 2-on-1 and you don't get a shot on goal.
Back around on the far side on the break. Puck comes through center ice. Backhanded down in the corner. Savanya goes back, and Badgers break it up quickly on the break ahead to Lucius. And he'll fire it deep in the zone. Tassi over to pick it up. And it played over the stick of Silja. Play in the Penn State zone. Silja holding it in. Tried to go to the slot to Tassi, went down, and there's no penalty there.
Should have been interference in front of the net.
And play along the boards on the far side. And turning it, here's Whitelaw coming up ice. Overskated the puck in front of the Badger bench. Wisconsin trying to get control of it in the neutral zone. And they'll pick it up and carry it in over the line. That's Scholes with it. Whistle, and play is going to be stopped. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. no matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Back with Brian Posick, Bill Howard, I'm Paul Brown here in the second period, 7:58 remaining, and it's 4-1 Wisconsin.
And our statistician here just said that Penn State's allowed over four goals six times this year. I think once they get buried, they get buried.
But I'll tell you, they have some talented young people, and
the big change has been neutral ice.
Yeah.
Penn State took over neutral ice at the end of the first period. The Badgers made a great adjustment and have taken over the flow in neutral ice, counterattacked, and Penn State hasn't had an answer. All they're doing now is flying the wing and throwing the puck out.
Play down deep in the zone. Horbach along with Lindmark and Bantle for the Badgers. Both teams at full strength. Shot went wide by Lindmark. And played down deep in the zone on the left side. Lindmark and Horbach in the corner trying to free that puck. Little scrum there as they let him try to work it loose. And Wisconsin lost control of the puck on the breakout. They drive it the length of the ice and trying to chase it down. That was Janiev who turned and fired it wide of the goal. Wisconsin's Lotch with it. Lotch behind the goal on the breakout. Lindmark left wing over on the far side. Horbach will turn and drive it in behind the net of Penn State. On the break, turning, trying to come back up ice with it. In a 4-1 game, Wisconsin out in front, chasing it down is Lugris. Lugris off on the play to Grattan, trying to go to the point on the play to Dowd, but they had to back it out and over to pick it up. Wisconsin will regroup in their own zone. And moving it up ice, here's Dexheimer on the break, coming in over the line. Stramel trying to go to the net, play along the boards. Dexheimer looking for help, and back comes Penn State to the blue line of Wisconsin. Play down in the corner in a 4-1 game with 6:32 remaining in the second period. And at the point, there's a drive by Grattan that was blocked. Badgers will work it in, and it went wide of the goaltender, Grattan, who stayed in the game after giving up four goals so far here tonight. Play at center ice in the neutral zone. Grattan with it, comes in over the line. Grattan with a drive high and wide.
I think Penn State's only got two shots on goal this period.
And it's two. 15 to 12 total in shots in the game.
And they average 42 a game, and they just got two shots on goal. Wonder who's had puck possession this period.
You think puck possession? The guys in the red and the white, huh?
You think puck possession is pretty important?
They came into the game, and they had 708 shots on the year. Their opponents, 431.
Yep.
They had 277 more shots.
It's a lot harder to play defensive hockey than it is to play offensive hockey.
And playing along the boards, here's Cilia with it. Cilia will work the wing, Lotch back at the point. But they play it around in behind the net. 5:23 remaining in the period. And just outside the blue line, and it's dumped back down in the zone by Schulz. And it comes to the blue line of Wisconsin. Lotch with it, turning. There's the Badgers. Whitelaw with it, fired it in over the line. Moving it in, shot. Grattan with the save, swept it out, and the cage came loose. And play is stopped with 5:04 remaining in the period.
Well, right now, if you can get out of this period with a 4-1 lead, don't take a dumb penalty after the whistle here, a little pushing and shoving, and just be smart. Get it out in a hurry. Get it in. Don't have to be fancy. Take a 3-goal lead in the third period, you're in pretty good shape. And again, our statistician over here that keeps writing me notes, and I think he thinks that I have to read them, says that UW has gone from 8 turnovers in the first period to just 3. That's because they've had the puck most of the period.
Penn State trailed Michigan State 3-0 back in November at the Munn Arena, and they rallied for a 3-3 tie, and they won in a shootout. So
that's a negative stat. That must have come from Posick.
He handed it to me, so I read it. And moving it up ice, controlling it, here's Jania.
We want people to stay and listen to you both. It's a 4-1 game. Anything can happen.
And coming back over with it is Kerwin with a shot from the point, and that went just over the top of the net with 4:37 remaining in the second period. Play down in behind the net of the Badgers, and it's going to be worked up the wing. And Whitelaw with it, tried to lead it ahead to Tassie. And the Badgers are going to have to draw the faceoff, and it'll come back in the Wisconsin zone.
But a good, solid period. Boy, the last 10 minutes of the first period, Penn State had the Badgers on their heels and come out right away and pop a couple quick goals, just like they did to start the game. Changes the momentum. But this is a much better overall period than the first period. They've just controlled the pace, controlled the game, haven't allowed hardly, I wouldn't say, one good scoring opportunity for Penn State in the whole period. Not played, one good chance.
And it's played around the boards on the far side, coming back in behind the net. Wisconsin at full strength. Palatichuk, one of the two defensemen out. And moving it in, and a shot right on by Tassie. The puck came loose. Bounced away from him. And the play comes around over to Cleveland, works it around to Tassie. Tassie along the boards on the far side of the Badgers will move it up ice. And it's driven down in the Wisconsin zone. McClellan played it behind the net. The Badgers break it out on the near wing, and they work it to the Penn State line. And picking it up, moving it in, and here's Bantle and Horbach. And the play along the boards is Lindmark. That line has been pretty good tonight.
They got a little fancy there. I would have liked them taking the shot, let the two guys away from the puck go to the net. They tried to make a nice, perfect play. There just wasn't time and space.
3:26 remaining in the second period. And play in the zone of Wisconsin. Horbach with it, and he trying to bring it out, and he'll give it off on the play over to Dexheimer.
Delayed penalty on Penn State.
Is it going to give the Badgers a power play and an opportunity for a man advantage? The Badgers on the power play so far this year, coming into tonight. All of the goals tonight have been even strength. But the Badgers on the power play, they have 12 on the gear.
Now the adjustment here from the first period when they didn't get many chances because Penn State dropped everybody back inside the circles, box it in, and let the Badgers play around and about and on top and once in a while get a shot through. So what they need to do on that power play to adjust to their tight box is bring 2D out on top, let them work it, and have three guys down low. And if you don't start up high, you can't go low.
And Wisconsin, there's a shot by Fitzgerald, who's out along, and whistle and play is going to be stopped.
The old marble theory, penalty on the Badgers. We got to keep the old marble theory from back in 1942 still going.
Yeah.
And they just did it.
1942?
Long time ago, Brian.
1942?
He makes things up every once in a while.
Yeah, well, it nullified a great chance for the Badgers to put the game probably out of reach. You get up 5-1, and I don't see the Badgers giving up 4 goals. But now you give them a little life here if they were to convert.
Same two teams will be playing tomorrow night here. Brian will have the call for you. And faceoff time is 7 o'clock tomorrow night. And again, if you haven't been around the Badger hockey team in the last couple of years, check it out. Listen and stop and see a game. I think you're going to be impressed with it.
It's time to come back.
This would be their 13th win of the year already if they pick it up here tonight. And Wisconsin back in their own zone, 2:35 remaining in the second period.
4-on-4 hockey here. Could have been a tripping in Penn State, but not going to happen. Playing 4-on-4 till the Badgers' Penn State penalty expires.
Here comes Dexheimer and Cilia in over the line, and the Badgers will work the wing on the near side. with it. Polonichuk, he's out along with Dexheimer. And D. St. Fal had come in, and back comes the Nittany Lions. And in over the line, there's the shot by Ballback.
First chance of the game, breakdown by the Badgers.
And it's going to be set up as moving it in. There's Bucco with a drive. In the corner, Wisconsin will clear on the near boards. Coming out on the break, here's Lindmark. Lindmark skates in over the line, and Lindmark has Lucius down in the corner to come and help out. Lucius trying to play it to the point to Lotch, yeah. But Penn State breaks it out of their own zone. Back in over the line, it's picked up by Dewiak. And in front, it's going to be turned away by Lindmark.
So each team will get a whopping 9 or 10 second power play.
Down to 1 minute and 20 seconds remaining in the second period here. Badgers Lotch with it. Lotch on the lead. Comes in over the line to Kerr. Kerr moving in toward the net. Shot! And that went over the top of the cage. Huh?
Boy, did he turn the corner.
Boy, he sure did.
Off wing side. Almost buried it.
1 minute remaining in the period. 4-1 the score. Badgers led 2-1 after one.
Back to 5-on-5.
And it could be 4-1 here as we close it out at the end of two.
Don't want to give one up here late. You got the game in hand right now.
Fink is out on the play, passing it around to Marcico. And Fink, as we mentioned originally, thought about coming to Wisconsin, changed his mind. Looks like a pretty good-looking freshman. There's a shot in front, traffic in front. Fink
trying
to get off a shot, and play work behind the net with 27 seconds remaining.
Badgers have got a tired group out there, and Penn State with some pressure here in the last minute.
And Finley will tip it ahead, and then he took it like a golf swing at it.
Took it out of the air and drove it deep.
And drove it down in the zone. Played around the boards over to Cleveland. Cleveland bumped down deep in the zone by Dick as Wisconsin will work the wing here. And there's the end of the second period. Your thoughts, Bill?
Solid period. Other than the last minute or two, Penn State only had two shots on goal. I think you're going to end up with about four. Only one good scoring chance. And the Badgers, again, just did the things that they needed to do. Got the puck deep. Didn't turn it over in neutral ice. And kept the offensive pressure on. Penn State couldn't get the puck up. Couldn't counterattack in neutral ice. So good, solid period. Maybe one of the better periods they played.
Shots are 18-14. Saves are 13-14. The power play, both clubs 0 for 2. 2 for 4 in the penalty minutes. And faceoffs 16-15. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin leads Penn State 4-1 after two periods of play. Carson Bantle made it 3-1 as he scored 48 seconds into the second period. His second of the game, sixth of the season. Anthony Kerr and Daniel Lotch with helpers. And then the Badgers added another at 5:21. Charlie Stramel took a hit at neutral ice, got the puck free to Quinn Finley, who buried his fifth of the year. Stramel the lone helper. That made it 4-1. Five shots on goal for Penn State in the second period. That's all. Only 14 for the game. They average 42 per game. Wisconsin only 7 shots on goal. Had the puck a lot. Noah Grannon, 5 saves in the second. 14 out of through 2 periods. Kyle McClellan has made 13 stops so far. As Paul mentioned, both teams 0-for-2 on the power play. The Badgers with a 4-1 lead after 2 periods of play. And we'll return and tell you about some Big Ten scores and other things in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
With over 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center. Brewpub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Big Ten hockey, Michigan State beat Notre Dame 5-2 today as the Spartans open up a four-point lead on Wisconsin in the Big Ten standings. The Badgers, though, up 4-1 here, can get back within a point with a win. And Minnesota knocked off Ohio State 5-4. Gophers leapfrog Notre Dame for third place, 16 points, 6 behind the league-leading Spartans. And the third-ranked Wisconsin women's hockey team lost its second-ranked Minnesota tonight 5-3. Tomorrow, in Tucson, it'll be the Wisconsin men's basketball team against top-ranked Arizona. Matt LePay with a call at 2:15 on the Badgers Sports Network. Here, Wisconsin leads Penn State 4-1. We'll return in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive four game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com. The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. Carson Bantle has potted a pair tonight. William Whitelaw and Quinn Finley have also lit the lamp. The sixth-ranked Badgers lead Penn State 4-1, and Paul Brown and Bill Howard have the third period action in 2 minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
'Tis the season to satisfy your sweet tooth. Join West Grand Quality Foods this Saturday for the most delightful event of the year, the Holiday Cookie Walk. A winter wonderland of delicious cookies and sweets, beautifully arranged for you to stroll through and pick your favorites. Join Quality Foods at the West Grand location only this Saturday from 10 until 2 for a festive stroll of holiday sweetness, the Holiday Cookie Walk, where every step is a bit of delight. Get more details at qualityfoodswistrapids.com.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy tonight with a chance for scattered showers. Lows around 36. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation possible at times again tomorrow, 39. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 40.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season. Once again, with Bill Howard, here's Paul Brown.
Real key early on, this first 5 minutes of this third period, keep it simple, keep it in deep. Don't try to go down and dangle and so on. Get it across the line, dump it in. Take the first 5 minutes out. They're going to come out hard. They can score goals in a hurry. And the last thing you want to do in the first five is give them a goal, let them get back in the game. Just keep it simple early on. You don't need a fifth goal. Just keep it simple and get it deep. And puck possession. You know, if you don't have the puck, it's hard to score. Yeah, I mean, that's a real difficult concept in this game.
UW has outscored their opponents 18-7 in the third period, and we're underway.
Dumped it in right away. I like it.
Down in the corner on the far side, Badgers out on the line is Bantle along with Lindmark and Horbach. And the play along the far wing, trying to wait at the point, is Kerr, but the Penn State Lions, Nittany Lions, will chase it down in the corner with Dick in behind the net. Junier was there. Whistle and play is going to be stopped. Kerwin is out on the forward line, and they're going to change it up, though, here just underway.
Well, you're going to see Penn State flying one or two guys now in a hurry. They need to get a goal, get some momentum to get themselves back in the game. So you just have to be smart and do the little things, and you're in pretty good control of the game if you do that.
Lugaris is out with Sarlo and Bucco for Penn State. The Badgers counter with Tassi, Fitzgerald, and Whitelaw. And the play down on the far side of the Badger zone. Wisconsin turning, trying to bring it out with Dexheimer. And he backhands it to the blue line. Tassi tried to skate it down. It comes all the way back toward the blue line of Wisconsin.
Look at him step up now. They're in a 2-3.
Palatichuk with it on the lead. And that's going to be cleared in front by Berger of Penn State in front of the bench area. 19:07 remaining in the third period. Badgers lead it by three. Wisconsin trying to hold the zone down in the corner. Cilia with it, who's out with D. St. Val. And also on that particular line, it's Lucius, D. St. Val, and Cilia. They've played together a good portion of the entire year as a forward line, their number one unit. Play down in the corner, right wing boards, back to the point. There's Dowd Jr. with a drive, but it went wide of the net. Fink in the corner, skates past Vorlicki, and he's bumped along the boards. Wisconsin will clear, coming up ice. They break it to the wing on the right side, and the play went from Schultz, and it went behind a Badger along the near wing. Wisconsin down in the corner, trying to hold it there is D. St. Val. And the play at center ice in a 4-1 game. Badgers back in their own zone. Went in on McClellan, who put it away in the glove and stops the action.
Well, it's interesting now. You watch Penn State. They're pinching down the near side D. They're sliding the offside D down just outside the top of the circles. So, you know, they're putting everybody in the zone trying to get that next goal. And the Badgers, on the same respect here, they got to keep a third guy back a little bit. Be a little cautious on your forecheck so you don't get a numeric advantage of 3-2 or 2-1. So that third guy's got to really read the play.
And there was a shot from just inside the blue line by Grattan, and the glove save by McClellan.
See, if I could yell, and I could, they could probably hear me. They need to cheat more on the faceoffs. They're getting killed on the faceoff. Clean draw there. Prior to that on the other side, clean draw and a chance to score. Get in there and at least neutralize the guy.
Play comes along the near boards. Back in the corner. Kerr looking for help, and it's going to be picked up and controlled. Palatichuk with it, tries to work the wing to bring it out for Wisconsin. Play comes and coming in over the line, trying to move toward the net. Badgers with a little pressure there. Out the line of Dix, Stramel, and Finley. And it comes all the way back, and chasing it back down in the Wisconsin zone is Palatichuk. He turned and tried to bring it out. Grattan will hold it in. He plays it to the wing over to Cervano, and played off on the boards. Down in the corner to the point on the pass. That's over to Mack. Mack rims it around. Badgers trying to get Stramel and Dick and Finley to get it out of the zone. And the play continues in the zone of Wisconsin. Down to 17:07 remaining in the third period.
This fourth line is struggling a little bit.
And turning, they'll bring it out of the zone with Dick at center ice. That's taken off his stick by Genevieve. And it's going to be played back again in the Wisconsin zone. Trying to work toward the net was Kerwin, and play is stopped in front of the Wisconsin goal.
And a good thing he hung on to the puck, because that line is struggling, and I don't know if you're going to see that line too many more times in the game. They could not get out of the zone. And you can't afford to allow them to have that kind of possession time.
Faceoff coming up to the right side of McClellan. So far this year, he's 11-4 with a 1.74 goals against average, his save percentage of 93, and he's got three shutouts already on the year and seven in his career. And the play inside the blue line of Wisconsin, Cleveland will pick it up, and he'll drive it down in, and it went past Grannon, who's out of Germantown, Wisconsin, playing for the Nittany Lions. There's a shot, and he covered up in front, and he made the save there. And there we
got
some pushing and shoving behind the net, and they're kind of pairing off.
And they'll match him up.
Got a little scrum going behind the goal. Probably a little frustration on the part of Penn State here in the third.
Your boy Carson Bantle on the bottom of the pile there, Bill.
Well, he got just hammered down low. But, you know, when he gets in front of the net, he's going to make contact and somebody's going to respond. And that's about what happened right there.
Bantle's got two goals tonight, his fifth and sixth of the year.
He'll match him up.
And coming over, it's going to be Berger for Penn State.
But boy, you can watch Penn State. They're gambling on that sequence, and the fourth line got caught out there in a mismatch of the lines. They were dropping all five guys down inside the top of the circles. They need that next goal.
Coach of Penn State is Guy Godowski. Played at Colorado College back in the late 80s.
I played there once.
Yeah, you did, in goal.
Yeah, a long time ago. Bob Johnson, my coach.
Is it true that there's a picture of you as a goaltender down in the other crease taking a shot?
Against Minnesota. Highlight of my career. Shot on goal. I got the picture at home.
And it's played down in the corner. I thought it was a joke at first when I heard about it.
And then they changed the rule, and the goalie wasn't allowed to go all the way down. I was having a field day.
Did you score?
No, are you kidding? Shooting with a goalie stick, and I was just getting hammered. Think they'd love seeing a goalie in front of their net? Just got hammered.
16:02 remaining.
We had a roughing penalty coming up here, I think, on Penn State.
So the Badgers will have an opportunity. On boarding is the call, and that'll give the Badgers a man advantage. It'll be a 4-on-3.
Every Badgers power play brought to you by Kunis.
That's the voice of Brian Posick. We'll be back Mike's side tomorrow night for game two of this series. Starting at 7:00 at the Kohl Center. Tickets available.
Now this 4-on-3, if the Badgers can convert, pretty much might close the door on Penn State. and then I can go home before 10.
De St. Phalle in the faceoff circle. And the Nittany Lions will clear it down the ice as Dexheimer, Lucius is out, De St. Phalle and Tassie on the power play for Wisconsin. Penalty kill, it's Dick trying to hold the Badgers from clearing the zone. Wisconsin inside the blue line will set it up, Dexheimer with it. Off on the far side over to Lucius, back over to Dexheimer to De St. Phalle near boards. And shoot. He skates between the circles, comes off on the play. Lucius back over, shot by Dexheimer, and it comes all the way out of the zone.
Had the short side high, but missed the net.
And De St. Phalle will pass it over to Dexheimer. Out of Edina, Minnesota, Dexheimer. The Badgers work it to the blue line of Penn State. 4-1 the score with 15-13 remaining in the third period. Tassie with it. Lucius is out on the ice as well. Here's Lucius' shot, and that went high and wide of the goal. Picked up by De St. Phalle. De St. Phalle with it. Tried to work it to the low side. Penn State will drive it out of the zone off the stick of Poquette.
Trying to force something down low that's not there.
And
a little better puck movement.
Lucius, stick handling with it, comes in over the line, works from the near circle, back out on top, comes around on the play to Cilia. Back over to Lucius on the near wing above the circle. Lucius taking a look. Lucius with it, slides it around off on the pass. Wisconsin, and there's a shot deflected wide of the goal by Palatichuk. And turning and tried to lift it out of the zone. And we're 14-20 remaining, and the Badgers got to go all the way back in their own zone.
5-on-4 now.
And Wisconsin comes out of the zone with it. Lotch on the left wing. Play in over the line to Silva. Over the stick there, Whitelaw. And it's going to be played up ice. Coming in over the line with it is Crespo. But the Badgers force that play all the way back in the zone. And yeah. The time is up on that penalty as well, so we're back at full strength.
4-on-3, they didn't set it up and get the shot on net.
Play down in the corner on the right side of the Badgers zone. A backhander is taken by Sir Vanya. And a round off on the play and down in the corner on the pass. And with it is Dowd. Dowd with it in the high slot, turned away by Wisconsin. Back comes Wisconsin in over the line. Moving it in for Licky. Dana moving it in. Shot and a goal.
Rebound.
By Whitelaw. Getting his second of the night, his sixth of the year. And Wisconsin leads it 5-1.
That's what you need to do. Get a shot on the goal. Go to the net. Create a rebound. Get the rebound. Put it away. And that just puts the game away. I guarantee it.
Two players with two goals apiece tonight. Whitelaw with his fifth and his sixth, and Bantle with his fifth and his sixth. 6:27, the time of the goal.
Made because shot on goal and two guys going to the net. One on each side, battling for the loose puck position. Got the bounce, banged it home. Badgers up 5-1.
Bill, what are your thoughts overall on the Badgers? What are you seeing?
Well, those people that aren't coming to the games better start coming because they play hard and they come to play. And they got some depth and they're playing as a group really well.
Comes in over the line controlling the play now with 12:58 remaining in the period and play stopped at the blue line.
And, you know, I was at last weekend 6-1 game and the Badgers just blew Ohio State out with 6-1 at the end of two. They just outworked them, outplayed them, out-hustled them. I think they had five different guys score goals. I mean, that's what's happening. They got balance and they got some depth and everybody seems to be, you know, getting along and playing well together.
Stramel has his third assist of the night. They moved him to a wing a couple of weeks ago. He's the number one draft choice of the Minnesota Wild of the National Hockey League. Been struggling it a bit, but maybe getting three assists here tonight and playing on that wing will help him out. Play along the boards on the near side. Penn State coming out of their own zone. Shots are 22-18 in the game, and the score is 5-1.
Sometimes the hardest thing for a player to do, it's a great offensive player, is to learn how to play defense, too.
And that may be one of the issues that they're looking at in terms of.
Well, I've had a number of talks with Coach Haskin, and I got news for you. If you don't go hard both ways,
you don't play.
You're going to be a guest over there next to him. No charge either. You have a free ticket.
That's one of those tickets you really don't want.
No.
And play along the boards on the near side. D. St. Fal moving it in. St. Fal.
Oh, what an effort.
He got a great effort, but he couldn't quite get off a solid shot there.
Had too many moves. Got in too tight.
10 points in his last four games. Five points in his last four games. 10 points
you know,
before that.
You got to be a little careful. Minnesota handled Penn State last weekend, Friday night, 4-1, pretty much dominated the game. Penn State came back the next night, and they were a whole different team, winning 6-3. So we're going to get a win, Brian, and boy, is the pressure going to be on you tomorrow night.
Well, if Wisconsin holds on here, Bill and Paul would be 2-0 in their reunion games, so we'll have to bring you back for more then.
No.
It'll have to be soon.
Well, you're going to Florida, aren't you, in January?
Oh, yeah. Winter's not good to me anymore. You got to realize, I spent my winters in Grand Forks, North Dakota.
And play around the boards on
good
the far side. Over to pick it up. Wisconsin's Finley trying to control that. Finley's got a goal tonight, too, his fifth of the year. Played down deep in the zone in the corner, 11 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in the third period. Play along the boards. Badgers back in the Penn State zone trying to hold it there. Cleveland with it. Off Whitelaw with a shot right on. That guy can fire the puck.
Penn State has conceded. And they're just going through the motions right now. They realize that down 5-1, let's save our energy for tomorrow night. And the Badgers are in full control here. Good puck possession. Some good chances in tight. Just do the simple things, as we've been saying all night. And when they do that, and their first and second man gets in there, forechecks aggressively, they're a pretty good team.
Talked to Coach Hastings about some of the players on the team, and he described Whitelaw. He said that guy is very energetic. He's got an unbelievable shot. He shoots hard. He called him the Colt. He said he's the Colt on the team. High expectations for him. Coming up ice with it. Badgers come through the neutral zone and over the line. Stick handling with a puck out. Bantel got a couple of guys that would potentially have an opportunity to score the power play tonight, or the hat trick, pardon me. We're nearing the halfway mark of the third period. Play around the boards on the far side. Lotch with it. Lotch at center ice. Over to try and control it. In over the blue line. Stick handling with a puck. Taken away. Badgers hold it in, though, with Tassie moving it right in. Shot.
Oh, did he dance.
Boy.
And take me to the dance.
And along
you the lost your shoes.
See what I put up with all those years, Brian? And it's played along the boards trying to center it. And play is going to be stopped. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Menards has everything you need to power through the cold. Check out our great selection of Masterforce outdoor power equipment. The Masterforce 20-volt cordless snow shovel is powerful, efficient, and easy to use. Get yours now for $179.99. Clearing up snow has never been easier with the Masterforce 80-volt cordless snow blower. Its brushless motor is perfect for tackling the toughest winter conditions. An 80-volt cordless snow blower is available for $589.99. Good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Four seasons, greetings to you all from Menards.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. Bill Howard's dozing off to my right once again, Bill. Here's Paul Brown.
We have a 5-1 game. The Badgers out in front here.
I was reading a message from Troy Howard in Basalt, Colorado, who was listening to the game, and he says, you and PB haven't lost a beat.
That's fun. On the Varsity Network app, the free Varsity Network app.
Of course,
it's awesome.
If he wouldn't have said that, I would have completely disowned him and cut him off. So.
Play down in the corner on the left side. It goes behind the net. DeSaint Fowl over to try and pick it up. Play comes over to launch. Badgers have Cilia out on the ice. Banged around the boards on the near side. Wisconsin looking for their 13th win of the year against four losses, and they would have now won four in a row again. They had a stretch earlier in the year with a nice run of wins, six in a row.
Yep.
Comes in over the line, controlling it with it is Pouquet, and his shot into McClellan will...
It went in.
Oh, it did. It got beneath him. They score a goal, and it's 5-2.
And I'll tell you where the goal happened. A turnover just inside the blue line. The player dangled and dangled. Lost it. Two on two. Threw at the net. Somehow found his way in.
And David Cilia got a penalty for holding, so Penn State's goal counts, and the Nittany Lions get a power play, too.
That's not right. They shouldn't allow that to happen, right? Give them a goal. Don't give them a penalty, too.
The rule was changed in college hockey several years ago.
I know, but don't like the rule. Don't penalize them twice.
And Cilia in the penalty box and the holding call, and now again, as we mentioned, the man advantage. And boy, if they'd put another one up there, that'd put a little tense situation here.
We're fine.
8:44 remaining in the third period of play. And it comes out of the zone, and the Nittany Lions got to back it out to center ice to regroup. And it's driven down in the corner by Chania. And back goes Kerr over to set it up, and he'll play it the length of the ice.
I'm not sure how that goal even went in.
I think it just got beneath him of the pads.
Yeah, it didn't even look like he shot the puck, like he was almost going to pass it.
8:16 remaining in the third period. Played down in the corner on the left side. Lotch back over to try and control the play.
You know, it's tough to play a goal when you don't see a lot of shots. That's a harder game for you to play.
And coming back over to pick it up. And back in over the line, here's Fink. And Fink will drive it around the boards on the far side. Bucco and Fink, along with Laubach, try to set it up in the zone of Wisconsin, but the Badgers will dump it down. They've taken the penalty time down now to 49 seconds remaining. And that goal officially was scored at 10:04, and it's the second goal of the night for Penn State. Just inside the blue line, man advantage. Deflected off the wing on the near side. Shots are 25-21. Heavy traffic in front of the net. Penn State trying to hold the zone, and the Badgers trying to get it out.
Oh,
and they finally do clear it. Wow.
Boy.
And Lindmark with it.
Puck there in
Lindmark
front of the net.
Comes in over the line, and
there's
he's
the penalty.
Picked up. Draws the penalty. Nice effort.
Yep.
Didn't get off the shot, but it'll give the Badgers a man advantage.
Boy, that wild scramble in front. The net was wide open. Goalie was down and out. And loose puck from one side to the other, and they couldn't cash in. And then a good effort coming the other way. Draws the penalty. And that pretty much takes them out of the any threat that you guys are worried about.
Cervano got the goal. It was his second of the year. And Pouquet got an assist on that goal, the second of the night for Penn State. So we have 7:03 remaining here in the third period. Faceoff coming up in the circle to the right side of Grannon.
So we got a little 4-on-4 before the power play.
They've been rotating goaltenders a bit, so when Brian's on the air tomorrow night, might be Soulier, huh, Brian?
I guarantee it will be.
Yeah. Soulier is 4-2 in his career against Wisconsin with a .938 save percentage and a goals against about .180.
And it's going to be set up. Finley with a drive. Nice to see him get another one. Then you'd have three players with two tonight. Coming out of the box is Cilia. And a power play now for the Badgers. And out on the ice, Whitelaw. Dexheimer is out. Dee St. Phal is out as well. Finley remains out on the man advantage. Badgers come out of their own zone with a puck. And the man advantage with 1:30 remaining in the penalty time.
Power play needs to start producing.
And coming cross ice on the play. And there's a shot just wide by Dee St. Phal. And covering up in front of the net. Badgers bring it loose. Stramel is out, too. There's Dee St. Phal with a
big
shot.
Time
nice save.
Save
there.
Big save.
Big save, yeah.
Well, that's better puck movement. I think it was only two passes and a shot. And so the Badgers putting pucks on the net, a couple of great chances there to really ice the game, and a good save by the goaltender. And down to 6-11, Badgers up 5-1, and Penn State has a grand total of 23 shots on goal.
They average over 40 per game coming into tonight. Played along the boards on the near side, Dee St. Phal to Dexheimer. Cross ice on the play, there's a shot wide of the goal. Fitzgerald is out on the man advantage. Dexheimer out on top. Stramel in front, or Bantle, pardon me.
Bantle's he's the key in the power play. He's the big guy in front. Tough to move out. Takes the goalie's eyes away. Just in a little too tight there for the rebound. He does take a pounding in there, but boy, he's good in front of the net.
Carson Bantle, a senior, 6'5", 207-pounder. He has the draft rights. They were National Hockey League Arizona in the fifth round, taking a chance on Bantle.
I think he's improved his overall strength and quickness and has made a big difference in his ability around the net.
Onalaska is where he came from. Dee St. Phal with a play along the boards on the near side to the point over to Dexheimer.
Oh.
Puck checked away. Here's a break going the other way. Palasek shot it wide of the goal.
Thank you.
He had the breakaway with 5:32 remaining in the period. Badgers back in their own zone.
Got a little cue with a puck on the blue line. Boy, you get pressure, you better get it deep.
20 seconds remaining in the man advantage. Badgers skate in over the line. And Lucius with it will pull it up and move to the point on the far boards. Hand it off over to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald to Lucius. Still on the right side, out on top, over to Dexheimer. Turning in the high slot, and Penn State will clear it. Moving up the wing, coming in. Here's Laubach with a shot, and it's blocked. The rebound is
knocked in.
Yeah, it was knocked in.
Their second man got to the net.
And Penn State has scored again, and they've cut it to 5-3.
Their second man went to the net. The Badgers' second man didn't take him. Good save off the first shot, and the Badgers did not come back. They didn't recognize the penalty time expiring and be aware of the guy coming out of the box. Boy, you see that a lot. Got to be aware of that time ending up and back off. So you make it a little interesting. And now we'll see them pull their goalie probably with 2 minutes to go or 3 minutes to go.
Score is 5-3. Wisconsin here. Lading and moving it in. There's a shot, and it's knocked away. The rebound comes in, and McClellan will cover up on that one and stop the action.
So what happens when you're up 5-1 and controlling the game? You get a little lackadaisical.
Yep.
You try to do a little too much without doing the simple things. And you just relax a little bit, take your foot off the gas, and give them a breakaway. They miss the net, and then you get a breakaway coming out of the box. Second man goes in the net. Badgers don't really pick him up. And Penn State's got a little life with 4:37 to go.
Faceoff coming up to the right side, back in the Badger zone. Some people have left the building, and hopefully they didn't leave too early here. In terms of seeing a victory, and there's a hit along the boards, and we've got a penalty in front of the Penn State bench. as they took Horbach down.
And that will help the Badgers get to the end of this game. Going to go on to Penn State. Yep. My color, other color guy over here.
Nice dive.
That's all dressed up in his sport coat and tie. Thought it was a good dive.
426, as we mentioned. Badgers with a win tonight would be 13-4 on the year. They'd be 8-1 at home. And they would be 7-2 in the Big Ten.
I got this person in my house whenever we're watching sports that always says, it's never over till it's over. And sometimes that's right, and sometimes it's not.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Badgers with the man advantage, 1:47 remaining on the power play. And Penn State will play it back down in the right wing corner of the Badgers zone. Wisconsin goes back, and Polatichuk will work it out of the zone with help. Man advantage for Wisconsin on the 5-on-4. Trying to skate down in the corner. They got DeSaint Fal in front of the net along with Bantle. There's DeSaint Fal with a drive. Back over to Bantle. Shot and a hat trick. Bantle gets his...